Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 25 to 9, here's Darren.
Audrey, good morning. Nathan Collins and Chidozie Ogbene, both out of the Republic of Ireland's men friendly against Hungary and Portugal. So this is a double header. Interim head coach John O'Shea will name his squad for those games later today. Now, the women's team also have a big week. We host Sweden on Friday, then away to Sweden next Tuesday, and then games against England and France in July. And it has raised questions about the number of matches that these players are having to play at the end of their club season. Katie McCabe also has the small matter of an end of season friendly in Australia for her club Arsenal this week. Leanne Kernan's been talking to Tony Dunhu about the demands on the modern day player.
No, it's not fair, and as you see, touch wood, but there's been an awful lot of ACL injuries and a lot of serious injuries.
Yeah,
because you look at some of the fixtures with Champions League, Cup games, travelling abroad to Australia before an important Euro qualifier. But listen, hopefully they'll sort that out and it'll be better in time to come. But for now, there's not a lot we can do about it. We'll be happy to have Katie back in, fully rested. Hopefully she'll get a good sleep on the plane back.
Mac Hansen won't make his return to action in time for Connacht's game away to Leinster in the URC this weekend. The Irish international has been sidelined with a shoulder problem since New Year's Day. Two Irish in action at the final Olympic boxing qualifier in Thailand this morning. Aidan Walsh is in the ring at 9:30 Irish time, and then Jennifer Lehan fights at 1:30, both hoping to make it to the last 16 in that tournament. This weekend's All-Ireland Under-20 Hurling Final is officially a sellout. The tickets on general release yesterday were snapped up, I think, in about 12 minutes or thereabouts. Offaly play Tipperary in the final at Nolan Park on Saturday, and much of the interest has been generated by this Offaly team and their supporters who've been attending their games in their thousands. I've been speaking to Brian Carroll about the issues around the ticket sales. Did you manage to get a ticket?
I was one of the lucky few, to be fair, Darren. Yes, no, look, very happy to have caught him, and just happened to be on Ticketmaster at 2:30 yesterday. And look, there's just such a huge hunger for tickets here in Offaly. There's huge excitement. Really looking forward to this game on Saturday. Now, look, obviously, there is a lot of people disappointed after yesterday. Ticketmaster crashed. A lot of people left without tickets. Good, genuine hurling people. There is an indication from Offaly County Board that there may be more tickets being released later in the week. So hopefully that is the case. And you would hope come Friday or Saturday that, you know, there might be more tickets available either through that allocation that was held back, or maybe, as often happens with other concerts and other events, where people buy more tickets than they actually need.
Brian, I know Nolan Park is a fine venue, one of the best hurling grounds in the country, but is there an argument to have had this final at a bigger ground given the interest there is, both from an Offaly perspective but also Tipperary as well, who I guess they have struggled at senior level this year? They're looking for some green shoots.
I suppose there's a couple of ways of looking at this. I think looking at the demand yesterday, you could certainly argue that this game maybe should be either in Croke Park or in Limerick in the Gaelic grounds, which would be easily able to cater for the demand. But I suppose this is unprecedented times. We had 29,000 at last year's minor and under-20 doubleheader in Turles, and that included four counties. And this is a standalone fixture, and it's already attracted, you know, well, it says it's sold out to 27,000. So look, I suppose this is unprecedented times too.
Brian, what is going on at the minute in Offaly hurling? Why is there such interest in this team?
I suppose it's the fact the way these hurlers are playing. They're playing with such passion and drive. That honesty and work rate, I suppose, that we associate with the great Offaly teams of the 80s and 90s, moving the ball fast, you know, working as a team. And they really are inspiring a new generation. It's brilliant time for Offaly hurling to see the kids and the flags and the buntings up around the county, and all being inspired by these young men. Our Offaly under-20 footballers did it in 2021. Now we have a new generation of hurlers coming through as well. And, you know, obviously our seniors are senior hurlers in the Joe McDonough final too. So, look, Offaly hurling is in a reasonably good place at the moment. And that's why this, you know, the general public have really bought into this team, and they feel a real connection to it.
Before I let you go, Brian, I'm not sure if you heard Neil McManus. He was on with me yesterday morning. He was talking about the future of the Leinster Hurling Championship and, you know, the relegation situation as it is between the Lee McCarthy and the Joe McDonough. How do you feel about the structure as it is from a county like Offaly, who would hope to be competing at the higher level next year?
I certainly feel the need to look at these structures in fairness there. And like, all four provinces are catered for in minor and under 20 Leinster Championship. You know, you have 13 teams in minor, you have 12 teams under 20. I think it's fundamentally wrong that Laois, Offaly, Carlow now being relegated, Westmeath, Kildare, Meath, good hurling counties are all being excluded from the Leinster Championship. I think the Joe McDonagh Championship certainly is a worthy championship. Maybe it could be looked at similar to the Tailteann Cup, where it could be a fallback competition. I also think it's fundamentally wrong that the Joe McDonagh finalists go on to play the preliminary quarter-final, All-Ireland quarter-final, and I think it certainly needs to be looked at.
Brian Carroll, former Offaly hurler and RTÉ analyst there. Stephanie Meadow finally has been added to the field for this week's US Open. She was an alternate from the qualifying event at Scottsdale a couple of weeks ago. Another player withdrew, so that means she gets the nod for the week ahead.